Now, if you had a wooden vessel that you're carrying water in, you might call that a
pail.
Now, if the thing were made out of tin,
tin pail.
Or would you ever say just a pail for it also?
Yeah, it would be a pail.
Now, if you the thing that you big container you keep the garbage in, you call it
garbage can.
See, this is a very high level discussion here.
That's right.
Before you had, did you remember any old word for the garbage can, or was there an old word for it? Did you call it a pail too?
Trash can.
You ever use the word bucket?
Yes. Bucket was used years back more than pail, I believe. Bucket was used considerable years back.
You wouldn't refer to your metal pail today as a bucket. You would take the bucket and scrub the floor.
We hardly ever call it a bucket now, but if a person should say bucket, everyone would know
what
it is.
Okay.
But we call it a pail now.
Now, the thing that you crack the eggs into this thing and fry them, you call it a what?
Oh, that has several names. My folks, I believe they called it spider more than anything else. But I think now they call it skillet more. And then there's the word fry pan.
Any distinction today between one that's electric and one that doesn't have electric?
Well, the electric one is generally called a fry pan. Electric fry pan. Mm-hmm.
And then one that isn't electric would be just a...
I think it's called a skillet. Mm-hmm.
You ever say frying pan?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have a lot of these, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
I guess this must be...
Frying pan, that's all right too.
But you have at one time used skillet, perhaps a long time ago, or your first did anyway? Huh?
Way back. My mother called it a spider.
A spider, that's what I meant.
And then I just gradually changed to skillet because I like to eat better.
Sure. You ever called it a fryer?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's
I've heard...
an older one also.
Yeah. I've heard my folks call it that.
Now, the heavy iron vessel with the large opening at the top?
Oh, kettle.
And you might stir it with a
spoon.
And
or a ladle.
And you might put flowers in a
vase.
Yeah, that's what I call it too. Now, we've eaten a meal and a lot of dirty things around, and you say, I simply must
wash the dishes.
Blind spots.
Yeah, I can say that one. But it sounds like there's an iron wash.
I guess that's Pennsylvania Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
In me.
And the word sleep. Now what was that I heard just while we were about sleep?
Maybe the past tense slept?
They couldn't make it.
Slate? Slate.
Mm-hmm.
Had a little trouble there.